Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in today. Happy Monday. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Well, I am thrilled about today's show. I get to welcome back my friend. He's a singer-songwriter and worship pastor, Mark Allen. And he's in studio with his guitar, and we're going to push pause, and we're going to have some time just enjoying God's presence. We're going to worship. We're going to talk faith and encouragement and inspiration. And this seems to be a perfect time for you to press pause because, you know, as I'm meeting people, as I travel around the country, it seems it's one of two things that I'm encountering, that you're encountering. Either so busy already, the fall is kicked off, and you're running scared, running hard, or you're breathless because that enemy has struck you through with his sword and you're feeling like, what just happened here? And so we want to just remind you that, you know, you've heard the saying before that if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. And that the shepherd doesn't drive, he leads. And so it's the enemy who's behind the striving, straining, exhausting kind of service. And yet Jesus calls us. He invites us into his presence. He invites us to respond to him. But there's an ebb and a flow to it. There's times of rest. There's times to push pause and always a call to worship him. But on the flip side, that breathless feeling of what just happened here, that enemy, he does get his, you know, he gets those blows in once in a while, but he doesn't get to have the last say. And I think there's nothing more healing, more powerful than worship. And so I am just so excited to have Mark Allen in studio with me. He's got his guitar. We're going to play some songs off really one of my favorite worship albums right now. It's called Strong to Save. Mark wrote every song on there, or co-wrote a few of them, I think, and it's through Emmanuel Live. And we're going to play some songs off the album. We've got a few copies to give away, thanks to Mark and Emmanuel Christian Center. And he's going to play some songs from the album as well as some songs that have just been ministering to him. And so let me tell you about my guest, and we'll get this conversation started. Mark Allen's a worship pastor at Emmanuel Christian Center here in the Twin Cities. He and his wife Jill have two unbelievably adorable children. I added that to his bio, Grayson and Annabelle. You can learn more about him and his original music online at markallen.net. Mark, so good to have you back in studio today.
Thanks, Susie. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, these are some sacred times. And we talked about this last time when you came in, that it's interesting how the conversation always evolves. I mean, God just leads us, doesn't he?
He does.
And it's so precious. So I wanted to just read this, and I know you're going to agree with it. I'm putting you on the spot, but I know you will. This is from Chip Ingram. But it's about the whole idea that God invites us to so much more. I mean, if salvation was the only gift, it would be gift enough, but he invites us to so much more. So I'm going to read this and just have you speak to it, and then we'll have you sing your first song. The great majority of Christians have been taught that that life is about coming to know Christ personally, being saved, being good, and then helping other people get saved. Before long, they become a part of a religious machinery whose primary goal is to help more people enter the kingdom of God. Please don't get me wrong. Evangelism is very important, and leading people to Christ is at the top of God's priority list. But the second half of the message has been sorely neglected. The part about God's dream, that you become a precious and cherished son or daughter living in deep union with him. God's dream and plan for each of his children is not about rules or religious activity, but about relationship. God's desire is not for our performance, but for us to learn to live out of the grace and favor we already possess. God's primary agenda is to make us more and more like his son so that we may enjoy and love him and others the way he loves them. What
wow.
do you say?
That is so good.
Mm.
Just as you were reading that, all I kept thinking about was how, almost how you opened this afternoon, that we spend so much of our time doing and that we forget to just be.
Yeah.
That we strive and we have an agenda, we have activities, we have a program, we have a plan, and how often is it that God just looks at us and he just says, really, it's not about the destination, it's about the process, and that we are in process. And so much of that journey and that process, our growth takes place in the being, just resting in him rather than striving to perform for him. I think too many times I know in my life and others, we tend to think that our responsibility is to celebrate, even in church, that we're good people. And that it's about how good we can be and how good we can get. And it's really not at all.
You're so right.
It's about saying, you know what? It's all about Jesus. And it's about the fact that he came and he made up the difference where I was never going to. And I can just rest in that. And that there's something beautiful about that. And even as, I mean, Chip said it so well in there. That's a profound thought. You know, we don't have to strive. We just be.
Yeah, see, striving and know. You know, I'm getting ready for this Bridging the Gap event coming this weekend, and I'm going to have them put two tables on the stage. One is just a rickety old card table with a broken coffee cup and a stale piece of bread and a folding chair, and the other one's going to be a spread with, and if you're listening and you're going to Bridging the Gap, keep this between us. This is supposed
Don't
to be
tell.
A secret. Don't tell
My wife's
anybody.
Going. I won't tell her.
Yeah, with a tablecloth and a bountiful spread of food, and one's going to represent orphan and the other heir, and how so often in our striving and then when we fall, or the enemy gets his blows in, or life falls apart, we look at our lives from that place of an orphan, but we're an heir because of Christ. He's enough, and he gives us a place at the table. Yeah. And so even when the bottom falls out of our lives, we can't change our status and how we see ourselves.
Yeah.
We draw from that place. So I love what you said about the being, because that's where life happens, and the good and in the bad is I remember who I am and whose I am. Christ is enough for me.
That's good. And we have to make that decision. I mean, it's a daily thing to choose to say, you know what? He is enough, and I'm going to continue to follow him.
And I'm going to walk in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
So we're doing something a little different this time. I asked you also for some songs that just ministered to you as a Christ follower, and I know you appreciate so many other artists. And so you came in with a list as well, and that's so fun for me. So the first one is Christ is Enough. Talk about why this song ministers to you so much.
This summer, I spent about 10 days in Sydney, Australia, and spent some time with the people at Hillsong Church. And if you're not familiar with Hillsong, I know you are, but if any of the listeners are not, Hillsong is a church that's a local church in Sydney, but God has used in a global effort to be a transformational vehicle in building the church. And one of the songs that was led there for the first time I heard it this summer was this song, Christ is Enough. And it was so simple, yet so profound, and it got in my spirit, and I've been just singing it ever since. Mm. And so it's a reaffirmation of faith. It's a re-upping, so to speak. Just remembering that, you know what, I made that decision that there's no turning back. The old song we used to sing, I've decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. And that is the story of my life, but some days it's easier to walk in it than others. And to be honest, there are those days where you just go, you know what, I have to do it, and it has to be a decision, not because I feel it, but because it's what I know and who I know God to be, as God is truth. And so realizing that and establishing, reestablishing that Christ is enough for me.
Beautiful.
Christ is my reward and all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. To follow Jesus.
no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. And Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need.
Wow, I can see why that sunk into your soul, Mark. Thank you. That's beautiful. If you just tuned in, I have Pastor Mark Allen in studio. He's a worship pastor, singer, songwriter. He's got his guitar, but he also produced and wrote this album, Strong to Save, by Emmanuel Live. We've got three copies to give away. If you want to call in and ask Mark a question or tell us what song has especially been ministering to you these days, what worship song, he's so good that you could probably throw any song at him and he could do it. The pressure's on now, right, Mark?
Sounds right. You give it a shot.
On your mark, get set. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. In a moment, we're going to play Jesus, You Remain off of the album. But, Mark, I'm thinking of the person who's breathless, and I'm thinking of the person who's busy. And I'm wondering if you'd pray for one and I'd pray for the other, if either one of those.
Yeah.
But I know that person listening today who's they're hearing you say, you got to be. You got to stop and be. And then that person who's just been struck through. And I wonder if you pray for one and I'll pray for the other. And then we'll play that song.
Yeah. God, just as Susie said that, I was reminded that you say that we are persecuted, not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. And God, the fight is not over.
Yeah.
You have the last word. And so for our friends today who feel like the wind has been knocked out of them, that they have taken one blow more than they feel like they can handle, God, I pray that just as Moses' hands were held up when he felt weary and tired, God, I pray that you would hold them up. I pray that they would sense you all around them. God, I pray for just strength, and I pray that it wouldn't be a trite thing that we would just say, but God, that they would really sense your peace nearby, and that God, when everything feels like it's falling apart, God, you hold the whole world together in the palm of your hand. And so, God, I pray that they would sense that. And whether they feel it, I pray that they would know that you are there. And that, God, just as you died on a Friday, your son died on a Friday, but Sunday's coming. If they feel like they're in that in-between, they're living on a Saturday right now, and they're in the transition, God, I pray that they would remember that a new day is coming and that you will make all things new in your way and in your timing. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, and we pray for that busy person, Lord, that is driving on their own strength. And I pray even now as they listen, they would just be at peace and they would cease striving and know that you are God. And I just have such a sense, God, that there are things they're doing you never asked them to do. And I just pray for clarity about that, clarity of purpose, clarity in rest, clarity in life, Lord. We just thank you for our dear friend listening today who needs just a reminder of your great love, and that it's a settled issue. You're sold on the idea of them. And we give you this time now. In Jesus' name, amen. So I've got Cass calling in from Champlin who wants to share real quick. I think it's Cassie. Is it Cassie?
No, it's Cass.
Oh, forgive me. You're a man. So sorry, sir.
Okay.
So you got a song that's a favorite of yours right now.
Cornerstone from Hillsong.
Oh, man.
It's a good one.
That's one of my favorites too, Cass. And you have to have this album, Emmanuel Live, Strong to Save. One, because I've insulted you, and two, because you're the first caller.
Okay.
You're a good sport,
well,
sir.
You.
And I think Mark can probably pull off Cornerstone right now. We're going to change plans just a minute. Here's Cornerstone. Bless you, Cass.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus. Jesus love through the storm. He is Lord, Lord of all. When he shall come with trumpet sound,
beautiful. Okay, so Jesus You Remain, that's on your album Strong to Save. Talk to us about that song before we hear it.
Jesus You Remain, you know, that was a song that I remember sitting with a friend of mine, songwriter Nicole Serrano, who ironically enough was in town this weekend, mm-hmm. and we spent some time writing together this morning, which was really, really fun. You know, just even as you mentioned that song, it took me back writing together a day to, again today, just to how God had worked through some of those writing times that we had in the last couple of years. And I remember sitting there having a conversation. Nicole brought up the topic. She just said, what does it really mean that Jesus is all that we need? As we even almost talked about a little bit this morning with the song Christ Is Enough. What does that mean that he's all that we need? How do we live that way? What does that look like for us to live that way? And out of that came this song where it's a declaration that says, you know what, though I walk through, Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear. Because Jesus is all that I need. And it takes that valley and the shadow of death. We're not walking through the valley of death. It's just the shadow of death. But regardless, sometimes it takes that valley for us to realize that Jesus is all we need, because the valley strips away all of the things that we add to the equation, all of the things that I know in my life I try and add to grace and add to the gospel. And Jesus goes, no, no, no. Get that junk out. Mm. It's just me. That's all you need. And so that's what this song really speaks to, is about.
Jesus, You Remain. This is from Emmanuel Live, Strong to Save.
I'm
are peace in a world that's raging. Jesus, You Remain. That's from Emmanuel Live's Strong to Save album, fabulous worship album. We've got, I think, a couple copies left to give away. Got Pastor Mark Allen in studio with his guitar. And Diana called in and said the song that she's connecting with is a classic. It's How Great Thou Art. And Mark says, sure, I can do that. And so here it is.
Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all the world Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died, to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You know, we just have a few minutes before the break, but Mark, we got so into our conversation right away that I forgot to ask you about the passage of scripture that you chose. Hmm. And I'm just going to read it real quick and give you just a sec, if you wouldn't mind, just speak into it. If we need to carry it over, we sure can do that. John 1, verses 1 through 5 and verse 12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Mm-hmm. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God.
About 2 weeks ago, Susie, it was a Thursday afternoon, and I was meeting with a few worship leader friends, a couple from Emmanuel and then one from another church, and the power went out. And it was completely pitch black, and we were in the office area that we were in, and we got out some candles, and we just started to talk, and we ended up writing this song. The song is called Shine Brighter, and it's really this idea that the light will shine brighter than the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And it was a holy moment. I remember the power came back on, and the janitor came down and said, "You guys can turn the lights back on." We said, "No, we're not ready for lights yet. We're in the moment, and we are having some really, really great, just creative and Jesus time." And so this song, Shine Brighter, came out of it. I'd be happy to share it with you after the break if you wanted to hear it.
Oh, man, I'm sitting here on the edge of my seat because, again, the lights do go out at times in life, right? But Jesus shines brighter. And, boy, that enemy, if he can get us forgetting who we are and whose we are, we'll make choices out of that place. So, wow, very, very good. Wow. Got Pastor Mark Allen in studio. He's a singer, songwriter, and worship pastor at Emmanuel Christian Center here in the Twin Cities. He's got an album out called Strong to Save, and the whole Emmanuel worship team was on it. He wrote every song, co-wrote with Nicole Serrano, who's been in studio numerous times before she moved to Nashville. So maybe you've got a song request, and maybe there's a song you're especially connecting with. Love to have you give us a call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. 2484. You can email me if that's easier for you, Susie@MyFaithRadio.com, Susie@MyFaithRadio.com. When we come back, we'll play a few more songs from the album, a few more songs live, and maybe we can take a few requests and read some scripture, and hopefully, all in all, you just find your soul encouraged and blessed today. We'll be back with Pastor Mark Allen in just a moment. For tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really glad you tuned in today. I have Pastor Mark Allen in studio. And as it happens every time he comes, the conversation takes on its own theme, really directed by God, I believe. And today we're thinking of two people, one who's just so busy. You're so busy that you feel out of touch with how precious you are to God. And like Mark was saying at the beginning of the show, that, you know, we get into these doing, striving places that we forget to just be. So today's show is for you to be, to push the pause button. And remember, you are the object of God's affection and he loves you. And the other person we're thinking about is the one who's been struck through by the enemy. And you're right, Mark, as scripture said, we're struck down, but we're not destroyed. And this is for you, too, to remember that he fights for you, and you will stand and you will have the last say. That enemy will not have the last say. And one thing my mentor always says to me, Mark, is she says, Susie, there's victory in praise. We win battles when we worship.
That's good.
I know. I love that.
And, that's really good.
And even when you don't feel like it, there's something supernaturally powerful about singing his praise and declaring his truth, even when it doesn't feel true. And so before the break, you were talking about you gathered with some worship leaders. You were just having a meeting, I think, talking, and the lights went out. Take it from there.
The lights went out, and we all sat there and looked at each other, and the question was, what do we do now? Do we keep talking? And we all looked at each other and smiled and said, I think we need to write. And so we got out the candles, and we sat down, and we just started talking about, you know, what God has been doing and what we've been experiencing and learning and what God has been teaching us. And the question was, what do we need to write about? And we just started talking about the impact of darkness and how when the light comes, it literally burns away the darkness. And the darkness cannot overcome the light because the light is more powerful than the darkness. And I know in our lives, many times we feel like the darkness wins out. But the truth is that the light of Jesus shines brighter. And so we ended up writing this song that was intended. I think maybe God will use it as a song for the church, but it's really just a song that says, Jesus, we want you to shine brighter than the darkest night, that you would be burning bright, almost like a city on a hill. And so this is Shine Brighter.
Hot off the presses.
Wind of heaven, come in strength, send revival in this place. Spirit, move in us. Heaven, come illuminate every dark and secret place. Shine your light, let your light shine brighter through the darkest night. Burning bright light, shine brighter. Light of the world, shine on the earth. Let your light shine brighter. Wind of heaven,
Absolutely beautiful. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, since we've been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Listen to this. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Where we now stand, this is the place that he's brought us. And that's, if there's anything that we want you to remember today, is where you now stand. If you are in Christ, you're a new creation. All of his promises to you are yes and amen. Every spiritual blessing is yours. It's true, even if it doesn't feel true. So this is so fun for me to have you just share songs that are ministering to you as a, not only an artist and a worship leader, but as a man of God. And you introduced me to someone I'd never heard of before, and her name is Brooke Frazier. And we're going to play a song by her called Hymn, but I want you to tell us about Brooke Frazier.
Many people may not know who Brooke is by her name, at least in the States. Brooke is one of the worship leaders at Hillsong Church. And she, in her own right, God has opened up doors for her in the pop music world. I remember when Hillsong United came through a number of years ago, and they were making a big deal that Brooke was there with them on the road. And I'm thinking, whoa, she's just the girl who sings Hosanna. I mean, who is this girl? And I went home and looked, and to turn out that God has given her a platform in the pop music world. She was, at the time, she was the number one pop artist in all of Australia and New Zealand. And so her music, through what has been put out by Hillsong, has ministered to me over the years. But this album, it's an album called Albertine. It's unbelievable. And this particular song, Hymn, it's a modern hymn. And if I would have a song that has been really my go-to, just stay grounded time with the Lord, this has been the song for the last number of years. And so I've been very blessed by this, and it's very simple, but it's very profound, and it's spoken in very, very deep ways to my heart.
You know, you're sharing something of your deep inner court walk with the Lord by sharing this, and I appreciate that so much. So let's hear Brooke Frazier's song. absolutely sacred song. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For just, wow. I have to check that album out. You know, when the Lord gave me the idea for Live the Promise a number of years ago, the two things that I want to mark my life and I want to impart to everybody I meet and what I want to accomplish on Live the Promise is deeper life in Christ, powerful life on earth. So in other words, a thriving, intimate, real personal walk of faith that's just even more real in the privacy of your own life than anywhere else, but that it translates into a powerful life on earth. It changes how you live, how you give, how you pray, how you love people. And Mark, again, I know that that's absolutely your heart. And in this world, we'll have trial. We'll be tested. And one of the songs I want to play off your album is Faithful Still. And I want you to talk about this because living the promise to me is laying hold of the promise when it's hard. And he's faithful and his yoke is easy. So speak to just not only his faithfulness, but the call to persevere when it is hard. Because to me, that's where we're transformed along the way.
We live in such an emotionally charged world. Mm. And everything it seems that we do is based on how we feel. How many conversations do people start with? Well, I feel like, and I felt that. And regardless of how we feel, God is faithful. We see it for time and time again. We look at history that God has been faithful. And I think so many times, I think we were talking off the air just about how sometimes when something in your life comes and it's right up close, it's hard to see the whole picture. And we're so close, it's the hand right up to our face, and we can't see past it. But when we take a step back and look at all of humanity and all of time, we see that God has been faithful and that God works all things together for his good and working through us. And there's something about resting in God's faithfulness, even as we've been talking about resting all day today. This song is really one that says, it's a statement again that says, no matter what I can face, I will choose, not that I will, but I will choose to trust in your name. And I can stand upon your promises, God, that you are my strength because you are faithful still. Mm. So it doesn't matter what I face, God is faithful still, and he will continue to be faithful.
Mm. Beautiful. Let's hear it.
Stay.
why we're having church today. I hope you're blessed and encouraged. God is faithful, and He loves you. I have Pastor Mark Allen in studio, and guess what? He brought a friend. Andrew Bacham is an intern under Pastor Mark, and Mark said he's got a phenomenal voice. He's sitting here so humbly, and I just realized he sings. The guy sings. And so one of the songs that was requested several times on Facebook is 10,000 Reasons, but that's also a song, Mark, that you said has been speaking to you. Talk about why you like that song. I'm going to have you both sing it. I'm excited about
that. Great. 10,000 Reasons is, if there are, there's some songs, Susie, that it, I would, if I could argue that I think we're going to be singing them in heaven, I think that's one of them. I think it just tells such a beautiful story of the whole salvation story from start to finish. That it's about a life well lived, as you talked about, the whole point of the show, that it's a life well lived, and it's a life lived in faith, following, completely surrendered to Jesus. And so that, you know, as Psalm, I think it's 102 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, let everything in me, and forget not all of God's benefits, but that our whole life would give honor to God and the credit that He deserves. So
here we go.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord.
We'll be singing that in heaven. Beautiful. Thanks. You. Thanks so much, Andrew. You do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Such a humble spirit, too. Well, I want to make sure we get this one more song in from the album. Have you speak to it first, Mark. Peace Be Still. This one stops Kev and I in our tracks. We listen to it on the road every time we're on our way out to an event because it ushers us right into the presence of God. And it just calms our hearts and reminds us that He is Lord of all. And this is a sacred song. And the instrumental, the way it plays out toward the end, is just so wonderful. I love that you put that in there. So speak to that song, and then we'll play it.
The backstory on this one, Susie, I don't think I've ever shared this really. This song was like version two of the song. The first one, the verse said, I've given You my burdens, but then I pick them up again. The weight of my own madness, it's like a prison sentence without end. And then the chorus actually first said, why do I carry my own life? With my head held so high, stuck behind my pride. And then the last chorus said, but peace, be still, and know that He is God. And this is a song that really is, it came out of a place in my life where I know that so often I try and strive. I try and do it in my own strength. And I end up coming up short and exhausted and weary and worn out. And I got to go back to that place like we've been talking about all hour, just about being. It's okay to do, but don't forget to be.
That's right.
And this song says, you know, it's really simple. It just says, peace, be still, and know that he is God. Be still, O restless mind. And I think my favorite, one of my favorite lines in the song is that the last line of the chorus says, what you seek, you will find. And so if I seek peace, I will find peace. If I seek busyness and chaos and striving, then that's what I'm going to find. And so the choice is up to us. God is standing here. Jesus is waiting with open arms saying, I've got rest. You said the yoke is easy and the burden is light. He's waiting. You know, he says, come and take my burden. And at some point we have to decide, you know what? This guy, he was beaten to the point of near death on our behalf. He knows a thing or two about burdens. And if he says, take mine instead of yours, it's a better way to go. You got to, at some point you have to decide, you know what? I'm going to trust him.
That's right. I'm going to believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so this song, that's what really this song speaks to. It's just, it's a song of rest. It's a song of being.
Hmm. You know, I did a study on Psalm 64:10, see striving and know that he is God. And that word know is translated, it's a greater intimacy and a closeness than physical intimacy. Hmm. It's a spiritual intimacy that is so one with God that nothing is in between you and God. And so it's not a head knowledge or a head nod. Okay, I know you're there.
Yeah.
That's so surface. This is something so much deeper. Know him in all these areas of your angst. Know him. And then you'll have a peace that passes understanding. Let's hear this one. Peace be still.
Far above what I can see, beyond the things I think I need. And I believe you're holy.
I wish we could hear this whole song because it's absolutely sacred. And this, as usual, Mark, has been a sacred time. Thank you so much for
coming
in today.
Thank Andrew, you for the opportunity.
Andrew, bless you. You're a good man.
Bless you, too.
Bless you. As we wrap up, Mark, wondering if you would just pray. I'm thinking still of that person who's just desperate for more of God and listening today, knowing that they're thirsty. Would you pray for them?
God, we just thank you today that you are just one prayer away.
Mm.
That you are standing there waiting with open arms, waiting for us to give the invitation. And God, for friends today who are weary and worn out, God, I pray that they would be able to find rest today. And I pray that this last hour has been a source of strength, a way to recharge our batteries and to refuel. And God, I pray that as we move forward, that we would walk forward in complete confidence that you walk with us and that you are leading and you are guiding. And God, we just ask for your strength to be our strength. We pray that your burden would be our burden, that we would give you ours and take on yours. And we pray, God, that you would bless the road in front of us today for your glory in your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Mark and Andrew, thanks again for joining us today. Please come back. We'd love that. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of today's show up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be talking to novelist Robert Whitlow about a couple of his recent novels, but also be taking calls from you about books that have marked your life. So I want to hear from you. That's tomorrow. Everyday Relationships is next.